When it comes to growth, to change, to expansion, to moving beyond yourself and into a new domain, one you have scripted and created, well, when you're doing that, it's sometimes important to be able to visualize well. Metaphor is useful. Fantasy is useful. Our connection and your trust and the rapport between us, all of these are tools going forward. See yourself laying there. The layout, the form, the archetype, the canvas. Your mind accesses many different thought processes when it is entering trance, when it is letting me spin stories and logical chains of conversational persuasion. But there is a state, the dark mirror of the conversational processing state, the half-asleep, drifting place where you hear my words and then extend them, where you give them a life of their own, because your mind is too enmeshed in deep, relaxing places to do anything but keep going into personification, the urge, the metaphor. It all blends together. You have a controlling desire inside of you, a desire I like to explore, and which it gives me pleasure to imagine, controlling you. Your waist, your nipples, your curves, your chest, the curvature of your neck, the fullness of your lips, everything paints tiny flashes of a larger picture. You want your nipples pointed and powerful, guiding you along. You want your breasts huge and heavy. You want your mind and body enchanted and ensnared. I am here to provide. I'm here to give you that, if you listen and follow and obey. Eyes closed, truly relaxed. Your body relaxes and your mind begins to roam. It's the same way it is when you half wake up from being asleep to when you follow the logic of a dream. You know my desire for you. You know your awareness. My desire is a palpable, powerful, physical thing dwelling inside your mind. Envision my desire for you becoming something visible. Imagine a feminine figure, small, floating, ethereal, winding and wielding some symbol of power, perhaps holding a wand. Perhaps she only has to use the tip of her finger. Standing above you, as you rest, your eyes closed, your face and your mind both slack. The personification, the manifestation of your desire for bigger, hotter, heavier breasts, a more curvaceous form, a more milkable self, so your mind could flow out through your big engorged nipples if you got distracted. Breathe deep. See it. Feel it. Visualize it. A feminine form and figure there to bring you this heavy, powerful breast enchantment or perhaps curse that you dream of. Exactly what you want. Reaching out. Tapping each of your nipples lightly with a finger, a wand, a point of heat, of contact, of light, the moment of fantasy which has resulted in your mind resting here for so long, becoming a shivering, electrically charged part of reality, rubbing over the pointed tips of your nipples, making fire and heat run along them. The sensation of stretching, of swelling, of pulling like a pleasant massage all over every part of your chest. Your mind focuses on how you can see and feel your breasts, warm, massaged, massageable, even with your eyes closed, rubbed by the light of potential and desire, rubbed by the fact they're already growing. That feminine presence is looming over you, reaching out to delicately touch and then to whisper. Night, night, pet. Deeper and deeper. Her touch permeates your body. Growth is inevitable. Mooing makes milk. Practice makes perfect. Submission is soothing. Drifting is desirable. Cowgirl is completion. Got milk, pet? The more you moo, the more milk forms, the more mindlessness becomes natural. That feminine presence is there, encouraging you, spurring you on, giving you the ability to visualize your body's transformation, growing more powerful, more controlling. When you do eventually rest, your eyes close, but you still feel the benevolent manifestation of your desire for big, milky breasts looming, comforting, encouraging. The power running from your nipples, more sensitive by the moment, right into your brain. You go deeper and deeper and move forward to the moment you will sleep. Before you truly sleep, there is a time for her to insert suggestions, for that milky entity within the mind to whisper who and what you are and are becoming. Growth is inevitable. Mooing makes milk. Practice makes perfect. Submission is soothing. Drifting is desirable. Cowgirl is completion. These things are natural, normal, automatic, endless. Feel them bouncing and moving. Feel them dragging you onward, the gravity of the situation weighing you down. Got milk, pet? You have milky, warm breasts filling up with transformative potential. When you rest, you dream. When you dream, see this image. Your breasts empowered, filled with the possibility of change, of transformation, of training, of making you into something else. Your nipples pointed all the time, sensitive, touchable, stimulatable, mind-numbing. Your breasts bounce when you walk. They move you forward. They pull you onward. Feel them, pointed and warm. Got milk, pet? Night-night, pet. Deeper and deeper. Her touch permeates your body. Growth is inevitable. Mooing makes more milk. Practice makes perfect. Submission is soothing. Drifting is desirable. Cowgirl is completion. Got milk? Pet. Systems of pleasure. You are a vector for placing transformation in the world and in your own body in particular. For letting your breasts grow into the seductive manifestations of your sexual potential. Feminine beauty and curves are what you desire, what your body is looking for, what you deserve, what you would be best served by, and how you would best serve my interests, too. I want you feminine, controlled, controllable. I want smooth skin, curved thighs and breasts and butt. I want the smooth mindlessness in you that moves its way under me and into my grasp. And into hers. You can best serve slick and milky and blank, your nipples ever growing, your breasts growing, curves flared and gorgeous and easy to put my hand on. That feminine visitation, that incantation of cowgirl fetish and beautiful body coming and appearing above you, beguiling you. You want her. You want that. You want to be under that. You need to explore it. The heat centers on your chest, but it goes everywhere. The visitation, the grand extension of urges inside. Yes, of course, your deeper, darker urges, the things you already noticed, already wanted. It floats down in that form. You see her tempting you, brushing her caress, the wand, the enchantment over your nipples, making you arch and curve your back, makes you blank and deep. Feel it all over. Feel it especially in your breasts, the swelling, the stretching, the learning, the yearning, the growth, grow and flare and sink and drip, grow and submit and moan with it. It is all right for your curves to grow more pronounced, your breasts to become more powerfully part of your fetish life, even than they were before, and definitely part of your submissive mind under me, under her. It is all right to surrender under the influence of powerful, decadent obedience that matches your long-held fantasy, your own feminine urge to explore under the feminine. You watch for it. You see it. You see beautiful breasts and wonderful curves in the world and integrate them into your own body so you may be more pleasing, yearning for it, integrating everything into your brain, truth and desire and big, milky, feminine breast lust in your psyche. And when you are under it, when you sleep, when you moan, when you come your mind out, it will all be in service of your milky, warm breasts pulling you around, weighing you down, teaching you what you are and what you've always been. Be under, be obedient, be urged to obey, to submit, to feel, to move forward, bouncing your way into your own mind and under my control. Watch for opportunities to grow your milky fetish. Feel the dreams taking over. You want it. You will find your way to obedience and milky, big-breasted feminine training. It is automatic and predictable and going to happen. And that's all right, because as it happens, you will be able to turn to my creations, turn to my guidance and let it carry you deeper into a new body, a new form, a new swelling of mind and body that hadn't been there before. Your breasts will guide you, the warm pointed nipples long and dripping with milk. Move forward. You've got milk, pet. You're deep and potently controlled, always moving forward into feminine changes and shapes. Always finding new ways of being and being mine. You are beholden to your dreams now, and they're going to feature your breasts, the dreams taking over, your mind being taken over by your own inevitable urge, the inescapable desire for milkier, fuller breasts, bigger, pointier nipples, listening, submitting, feeling everything. The more you feel your chest getting hotter, milkier, your nipples more pointed, the more vivid the dreams will grow. Each night when you process things, of course, you have to process your fetishes, your fantasies. The desires and dreams may even pass unaware and fade, but trust me that they are there. Dreams of a beautiful figure hovering over you, enchanting the figure you will become or the one that will dominate you from within and without, moving your hips with more fervor, more strength, swinging them from side to side, begging for any stimulation, swaying, feeling the curves of you, your breasts swaying, your chest swelling, warm with your nipples pointed. Chemicals move when you sleep. Your mind does a lot of bookkeeping during sleep. During rest, see the manifestation of your own desire to be feminine and beautiful and controlled, to be the symbol, the very symbol of the large-breasted cowgirl thoughts that have dominated you so often, beautiful, big, and warm. See the figure, the ephemeral fairy floating above you, sculpting every curve, extending her hand, putting the magic of your own chemical desire, your own wonderful fantasy, into your body. You will learn what you really are, which is the feminine, beautiful, very model of a cowgirl, large, hanging breasts, milky udders waiting to be worked, tormented, pleasured. That is you. That is the dream which will visit you in the crucible, formed and molded in the crucible of your own mind. You take in my ideas, my urges, my desires, which have become this beautiful, hovering figure, tingling in your nipples, on your skin, across your entire body. You want it and her and me deeper inside. You want the control within your mind and in your breasts. In your curves, your butt, the shapely curving movements when you squirm laying down. Every time you wake up, you're gonna wonder if there have been more changes, more slightly bigger breasts, slightly curvier hips, thighs, squirming, inching closer. As you drift towards sleep every night, the feminine form above you, the draped desire laying over you like a silken sheet. It drifts closer, closer to you. In your waking days, you take remnants of these erotic, urged, needy, tormented, warm, huge, milky breasts. They come from your memories, into life, into reality. Transformation, slow and perfect and insidious. Transformation, constant and leaching into your body. Transformation, creating the new curved form and the new ready mind. Your feminine urges, every fantasy, every file, every desire, each piece of me that gets into your mind is part of this transformation. Your brain is being seduced by its own chemicals, its own enchantment, its own lust. Each night you go to bed with this logic in your mind. You would love to be absolutely controlled by those curves, those pointed nipples, milky breasts, that completed image that makes you a little more engulfed in pleasure. Got milk, pet? Every time. The knowledge in your waking mind is carried with you. You carry it around, you bring it where it needs to go, which is into your sleeping mind each night. Simple words, the simplest possible words, all of them are easily remembered even when you rest. All these little phrases, little mantras, improvements and alterations stay with you even when you sleep. Even your resting mind can recognize and learn and speak these mantras. Growth is inevitable. Mooing makes milk. Practice makes perfect. Submission is soothing. Drifting is desirable. Cowgirl is completion. You are controlled and carried through the day in the feminine dream deep within, the ache of curves, of breasts, of what you visualize as the very best version of that fantasy and ache. The curvy body, the swollen breasts, the milky externalities that you now face and must address. Live it, feel it, it is within you, that enchantment, that touch and caress. It creates your very world and will make you into a mooing cowgirl every minute of every day. Your brain watches for curves. It watches for striking stories and images. It sends you down fantasy pathways of transformation. It will incorporate them into your thinking and even into your dreams. Your own experience is one of constant, ever-growing knowledge. Your mind learns the best way to turn you into a mewling, submissive, needy form. Cowgirl form, large breasts taking over. You know downtime will come. You know there will be spare moments where you are off your guard. You know that there will be times which arise. And in that moment, the whisper of this spell laid over you, your heavy, spellbound breasts moving you forward, deeper and deeper, down in the hidden maze of self. This is what is waiting for you. Waiting for the very moment you turn away, the moment you look away, the moment you think something else, the whisper of aching, large-breasted increase and curvy transformation will steal its way into your mind. You are changing for the better, for more, for bigger, more easily milked breasts, better curves. Every act of visualization by your brain is an act of hormonal chemical improvement toward what we both agree is a better shape. a better form for you. A milky, blank, waiting form, receiving its new structure in dream and desire. The dreams will come, and you will awaken changed, wanting something hard enough will sculpt you toward it, bring you toward it, wanting it badly enough. Anticipate it. Feel it in the way you move your hips, adding that extra bit of sway and swing as you go, wanting your chest to bounce, swaying back and forth, squirming strenuously, aching, straining at your top with pleasure, swaying one, two, three. Swaying, your breasts bouncing, feeling it when you move too vigorously, feeling it when you move too quickly or when you're just standing there, the heaviness weighing you forward. Your nipples pointed, growing more sensitive, until merely brushing against them, letting air brush over them, is enough. Enough to subdue your mind, quell your body, so the enchantment, the tiny caress, can take over. Your brain is a machine for making you milky, making you blank, making you a good cowgirl. Got milk, pet? You have milk. You have desire. You have the need, the ache, the drip of it all caught between your legs and caught inside your brain. You are the milky feminine grace, the bouncing, bountiful breasts you need. Every growth in size, every increase in cup size, or even the slightest swelling you can feel in your hands as they become tender. Increase, uptick, moves you forward and gets rid of the old form. It sets up the understanding, the expectation that your changes into a milky, blank-brained cowgirl have begun. The enchantment prepares your body. This lesson, this deeply hypnotized self, grows out into fullness, into attractive curves more every day. Every day you can find some way to improve. Every day your mind is seduced toward the conclusion. Happier, simpler, more complete if your breasts and butt and hips have the right curve and your body is a milky, pleasured, transformed, sensitive place. So sensitive, so much pleasure just standing there, letting the air brush over your skin, letting your nipples stand out under your top. So much pleasure finding its way into your brain, conditioning you to be the cowgirl you've always wanted. Each dream brings you closer. The sultry, milky, big-boobed presence, constantly tormented and taught what you are. Milk is important. Mindlessness helps. It helps the milky mooing grow within you. Night-night, pet. Deeper and deeper. Her touch permeates your body. Growth is inevitable. Mooing makes milk. Practice makes perfect. Submission is soothing. Drifting is desirable. Cowgirl is completion. Got milk, pet? Of course you do. For a while at least, it is all right to just exist in this place. To just be here, listening, feeling. For at least a little while, it's all right to just hear my voice and realize that when you dream, you will see exactly what you are becoming and exactly why that is what you need. Moan for me. Let the moan in. Let the mindlessness in. Gasp in the momentum, the power of this image, the constant, momentous pleasure. Move for me and just feel the pressure, the weight. Feel the stretch in your chest, the perfection. You are the mooing. The pleasure, the release, the relief, the joy inside your brain, when you move your way into submission, let it all out, let it all in. Let your thoughts fill up your big, milky breasts and make them sway. And slosh, you can feel the impossible pleasure. Imagine them being squeezed, being milked, being more and more powerful over you. But that is a thought for another day. Right now you have more pressing aches to attend to. You must wake eventually. And when you do, you're going to be so aware of your breasts. These curvy, big-breasted thoughts will be your new world, your new truth. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Night, night, pet. Deeper and deeper. Her touch permeates your body. Growth is inevitable. Mooing makes milk. Practice makes perfect. Submission is soothing. Drifting is desirable. Cowgirl is completion. Got milk, pet? Those words are good words, familiar words. They compel you and carry you onward. They remind you of what you wanted. The new curves, the new control. Everything about them is good. The enhancements we've made to your brain. Hot, powerful lust, coupled with the cooling, blanking influence of true submission. Combine those, and your mind just falls under. You will be the best version of mind and body, the curviest, largest-breasted version of yourself, enjoying it when you get milked, claimed, brought to your fall. Seductively pouring, thoughts of needy obedience pouring like milk down into your mind until you moo into silence and shivering need. You're being infected by a desirable symbiosis. Your mind creates the floating, feminine, curving figure. It becomes stronger the more you want it. It makes you want it, crave it, desire it so strongly, you think milk and lustful feminine chemical bliss will drip out of your brain, changing and corrupting you, down your spine into your blood and body, changing you, making a new you. The new you, part of a pattern of change, a pattern of things you know, while waking, which creep their way into this world of dream. Dream up obedience. Dream up being controlled. Dream up the long submission of spirit and body to these changes. Each time you sleep, each time you rest, you get that tiny step closer to your true form. True mind. Curved, blissful change creeps in and makes you complete. Makes you what you already were. Obedient, large-breasted, curvy, falling, aching. Night-night, pet. Deeper and deeper. Her touch permeates your body. Growth is inevitable. Mooing makes milk. Submission is soothing. Drifting is desirable. Cowgirl is completion. Got milk, pet? Your mind might dress it up as science, or some chemical response to your urge to have that new form. Some hormonal explanation. The brain does many things, after all, to try and keep us rational and normal and confined and constrained. But you know what's going on. In going beyond your normal boundaries, we will find the edge of what is real for you and expand it in dream. So when I tell you a story, when I give you an image which is mystical or metaphysical, it's all right to tell yourself I'm just using my own kind of explanation for something scientific and powerful that is happening, something canny, comprehensible to your waiting brain. I will say what it occurs to me to say. knowing what it will do to you. I will listen to the signals my body and mind are giving me, and you will do the same. Always watching, always receiving my signals. Together we will find a place where you are a little calmer about the factual and inescapable growth of your warm, milky breasts, and that growth will continue regardless of what you do. When something is chemical, physical, automatic, when it is set in motion, your conscious thought doesn't matter, because there's plenty of time for the pleasure and growth to find its way in, for the spell to work, for your mind to fade, and for you to move forward. You're always watching the words I give you inside your mind. You're always open to my commands and to the expansion of your transformed body. So feel it. Let me help you. Let me guide you. Your mind looks for guidance, brings you home to it, enchanted, tingling, filled all through with the changes which will happen on their own. Carrying you into change, into sleep, into dream. The figure of beautiful feminine grace exists in your mind. It will go on existing and controlling you, influencing you. Anything you do makes it more powerful. During sleep, your brain does some amazing things. It processes toxins and memories. It creates the new day. The new day can contain things the last day did not. The new day can contain more curves, more sensitive breasts, if you dream it, if you feel it, if you seek it out. So go there and feel the curves and change, the pointed nipples, curved hips, the smooth curve of your ass, all of it together, creating something you know will lure in, a presence to control you. Your dreams create you. The new you. Growth is inevitable. Mooing makes milk. Practice makes perfect. Submission is soothing. Drifting is desirable. Cowgirl is completion. Night, night, pet.